For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Going back to last week, I can't help but think about the conversations we had with regard to the idea of, and this is a repetitive lesson, I think, in everybody's life. I know it has been in mine. And that is, when something sucks, just do your absolute best to take a deep breath, because a week later or a month later or a year later or 5 years later, you might go, oh God, that was actually perfect. And the Warriors of the last 2 weeks are exactly that. Thank God the refs didn't call any fouls last time Houston was at Chase Center. Thank goodness the Clippers won in overtime. Thank goodness that it all went this way, because Dibs, it's perfect.
It's pretty good.
It's absolutely perfect. You want to know what R&R stands for now? Not rest and relaxation. It's rest and rockets.
Mm.
You got R&R, and it is perfect. And it's not a shot at the Rockets. It's simply an acknowledgement of the fact that they're all 22 years old.
Yeah, that's facts. And I do think that they now have had their collective cherries popped as far as the playoffs go. So all the players, Şengün and Green and the rest of them who've never played in a playoff game before, well, now they have. And does that mean that they're going to suddenly be comfortable, play better, and win? No, I don't think that. And I was saying this to Steiny before he bounced, and this was after 2-12, and I felt a little guilty, but I went through and watched every three that the Rockets took. And if you go to NBA.com and you click on the box score, you can see every single play from every player, every shot attempt, every rebound, whatever. And I looked at every three that they took, and Fred VanVleet took, I believe, 14 three-pointers, and 10 of them were, in my opinion, unguarded. And he made one of those,
right,
one of those 10, and he was 2-for-14 in totality. So
I think it was 13, but you're on a roll. Go
whatever,
ahead.
Yeah, I don't have all the numbers in front of me, but
no, I'll confirm.
It was 2-for-13.
Yeah,
two for 13.
4-for-19 overall. Don't forget the 6 2-pointers that he took.
Right.
Made a couple of those too.
And Amen Thompson, 0-for-4 from the line. He's not a great free throw shooter. He shoots it almost at 70%. So was that nerves? I don't know what that was, but I would expect this, Mark, in game two. And I know we want to stay on game one because that was such a fun game to watch yesterday. But I would expect Houston to play better in game two.
Different. Yes, different. And I'd expect that. Look, all of these are going to have their own personality.
Right.
And again, Houston could come back and they could win game two. But they're still way deep up a creek. And how relaxed do the Warriors get to play on Wednesday? Because that's a house money game. House money game.
Yeah.
I know. It's a playoff game.
Sure.
I'm not saying you can lose it, but there's not a one of you that wouldn't have accepted a split if I'd offered it to you at 6:15 last night. You'd have taken it. Yeah. And you already got it.
We talked about it last week.
Yeah, you got it already. And you might get two. And if you get two, this thing's really, really in the fridge.
For the most part, yeah. Only four teams in the 28 times it's happened have come back from 0-2 down after losing both at home since 1984. Four times. Four wins, 24 losses. And I don't believe that this team, as a two seed with a bunch of youngsters, this team is the one that's cut out to do that.
No, it's even worse. It's even worse. You're right. Like, it's already really, really hard to do. And when you've never won playoff games before, I'm sorry, you're not doing that. You're not beating the Warriors four times in five tries. No, it's not happening. So, yes, Wednesday night is an opportunity for the Warriors, in my opinion, to close the damn thing out with the one caveat that, you know, the one thing that shall not be said out loud. That could always happen,
yep.
And that changes everything. But outside of that, that's just my take. I'm not trying to be dismissive. I'm not trying to, like, be a jinx. I think the Rockets needed that game, and they didn't get it, and it really... They didn't even really threaten to get it. Nice run there in the end, but they never threatened to actually win the game in the final minute of action. And I think they're in deep, deep trouble. Let's go out to the phones. Daniel in the city. Hi, Daniel. We thank you for calling. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah,
long-time listener. First time caller. I wanted to talk about how Jimmy Butler, man, a lot of people were questioning the way he was going to actually fit in with the culture of the Warriors. And I think the dude just feel like a glove. The guy kind of comes out there and has a calming presence. I don't want to say unlike anybody, but similar to what we get with Draymond, where at times their effort is not seen on the stat line. And definitely, that's kind of something that I think we've been getting from Jimmy Butler that's been a little bit understated. And we can just only go from there. You know, yesterday was a really good showing of that, and hopefully we can only go from there.
Daniel, thanks, man. Yeah. You know what? The other word when Daniel talks about it, and we were talking about Jimmy Butler, there's something about certain people, and I wish I was better at this. I'm not, but there's something about certain people that when they walk into the room, they carry with them automatic accountability for everybody else. Automatic. You don't even need to say anything. Jimmy Butler walks into a room. A, he's Jimmy Butler. B, he starts screaming and yelling about turnovers. And then C, he makes fun of Buddy Hield every time he does something silly. And then makes Quentin Post his guy. Right? But also continues to totally elevate Steph Curry and push him out to the forefront. Steph Curry's not that kind of star. He gets loose with the ball. He does crazy stuff out there, and he's super nice to everybody. Draymond Green is that kind of star, but he can't score the basketball. He's not a cookie-cutter type of a star at all. Jimmy Butler blends the two perfectly, and there's something about it that when he walks onto the floor and you watch the way he goes about his business, it automatically makes everybody around him be accountable. And when you get to the playoffs, that's the thing. That's the thing that's necessary.
You got to have somebody who has that stability and also that countenance. And if you think about the big three, Steph, Draymond, and Jimmy Butler, Steph is going to do the spectacular, and he's also going to have a few loosey-goosey kind of mistakes because that's just what happens. Draymond Green is going to be volatile. He may hit a shot or two, but he's going to be an unbelievable defender. And just watching him against Şengün, how many times he just squared him up and, you know, Şengün's going to the basket and he went straight up, arms up, took the contact, didn't give the contact. He absorbed it. He plays such fundamental defense and he is meteoric. And then you've got Jimmy, who I think that there are times where it looks like he plays with a cup of coffee in his hand. He's just like... He's got the ball in his right hand, seriously. And he's sipping on a cup of coffee, and he's like, no big deal. Jimmy, it's a three-point game, and Houston's on a 10-0 run, and this thing's slipping away, and I'm freaking out. And Jimmy's like, here, Steph, you take it. I'm going to meander down to the post, give it back to me. 11 dribbles later and two fakes, I'm going to the foul line, or I'm going to make it, or both. Ho-hum, here we go. There's something about that presence, you're right.
Walking deep breath.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never really even experienced, as a Warrior fan, maybe when Durant got the ball with 6 seconds left on the timer, you'd be like, all right, he's going to take a shot. Might make it. Probably going to make it. It's Kevin Durant. He's really good at basketball. There's a little bit of that. But, man, I don't know. Those teams were so dominant. It was like you watched that game with a Mai Tai. It was just like, who cares? Nobody's beating this team. This is different. This is different. This team is not that dominant. This team is a freaking 7 seed. And Steph Curry's 37 years old. And when things start getting out of hand, the second the ball goes into his hands, you go, okay. Okay.
All right.
Okay, what are we doing? And the whole team feels it. The whole team feels it. It's something else,
I do think it's a little bit, and he's a much better player than this guy, but I get Sean Livingston vibes from him. Because Livingston, like, you know, those 4 or 5 shots a game, you just give it to him on the low right block, and he would do that little shoulder turn, 10-foot bank, and it's like he's going to make it. And Sean was very much a stabilizing force, and Jimmy does it at a star level.
Yeah, but Jimmy involves the all 5 guys. Sean was like, right, mid-range, captain the mid-range, give me that ball, free throw line extended, and I'm going to make some music. Jimmy Butler, I don't know what he's going to do. I don't know where the ball is going to end up. I don't know who's going to end up with the shot, but my God, it calms everybody down. Let's go to Jonathan in the city. Hi, Jonathan. Thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks for taking my phone call. Hey, like I said months ago, this is the guy that destiny has brought to us. And more often than not, that kind of bond is magical. So we've seen it right away, not instantly. It took a game or two, but it happened in the regular season. It happened in the play-in, and now we're watching it in the ops. I really expect a happy ending to, you know, to come out at the end of this this show. Real quick on the Rockets. I like the way they play, man. I think them being our Warriors' first-round opponent, it's like the Jim Harbaugh saying, you know, iron sharpens iron. I like their physical play. But when it comes to the matchup, I don't think Warriors' step-led team is not going to get beat when your best shooter is Dylan Brooks. If they win game two, I expect a sweep. But if not, I think it's going to be a short series, hopefully, gentlemen sweep. Go Warriors.
Okay, Jonathan, thanks very much. Yeah, I look at the Rockets, and I look, come on. I mean, it's too early for the funeral, even though I'm sitting here saying I don't see it. I didn't see it last week before the series started, to be honest with you. The Rockets are classically, and I remember saying this to you last week, this is a team that is still at least a year away. And if we want to extend that commentary, I think that the team is also a player away. You know, now I've heard the rumor. We all know it's funny that Durant's name has already come up. Durant is going to be on a different team next year, and it might be the Houston Rockets. It might be. And now that's a scary proposition. But that's exactly what they need. The Houston Rockets get into so many possessions. Where were they in the – like it felt like the third quarter – and they still had like 40 points or something like that. I mean, it was absurd. And then they had a nice back half of the third quarter, little bit of a nice start to the fourth quarter. And even then, it all adds up to 85 points. That is a tragically low number in today's NBA. Now,
but you nailed it, because halfway through the third, it was 66-43.
43, so halfway through the third.
They scored 42 over the remaining 18 minutes.
Yeah.
They scored 43 in the first 30 minutes. So that, I think, is your point, where they had to go on a nice little heater to even get to 85.
I mean, come on, Dibs. Like, look at the playoffs. Just look at the playoffs. We watched them all weekend long, right?
Wasn't that a fun weekend?
It was phenomenal, but what stands out? What stands out?
Points, man.
I mean, well, points and also, like, stars. Stars. You gotta step forward. The experienced guys, I know, like, there are a few examples. Shea did nothing. Didn't need him to.
But did he even play?
He did. Jay Will was really nice. You know, Banchero, even though the Magic lost.
Giannis
really,
36 in a loss.
Giannis was incredible, and they got blown off of the floor.
Yep.
But, you know, go to that Denver Clipper game.
What a game.
Yeah, Harden and Kawhi and Jokic. We get another one tonight, by the way. Game 2 tonight on that one. Like, Houston's, they They don't have anybody to turn to. They don't have anybody to score the basketball at a high enough clip. They just don't.
Great.
He's very good.
But three is greater than two.
Yeah, it's not enough. Like, you can be a really good player, but then I can look at you and go, but you're not like a seasoned playoff one where it's like, put the ball in my hand and everybody get out of the way. You need that. They don't have it. They don't have the goods. They are good.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Good, but they don't have the goods.
No, they don't. And if you think about like what went wrong for them yesterday that could go right in game two, it would be Jalen Green and Fred VanVleet being normal because they were abnormally bad. And I was looking at their season stats, and it's interesting about Houston. If you look at their best three-point shooters, they don't get to play in this series. And they are Aaron Holiday, not playing. Well, Dylan Brooks, yes. Jeff Green, no. Cam Whitmore, no, you don't get to play.
Right.
And then Jalen Green's a 35% three-point shooter. So if you're looking for Jalen Green and Fred VanVleet at 34%, if you're looking for them to light it up, quote-unquote, it's not going to happen. But I'll say this, Mark. They are better than what they showed in game one. Hat tip to the Warrior defense. But also, as I mentioned, Fred VanVleet had 10 threes that I would consider to be open, and he made one of them.
Yep.
So odds are he's going to make a couple more of those. And so, yeah, if Fred and Jalen play as badly as they did in game one, well, then this will be a sweep.
Yeah.
Because they were bad offensively.
They were. But, again, the Warriors were not perfect offensively either, and I'm personally going to lean into, dude, both of these are really good defensive teams.
Yep.
So you're going to put up some wonky numbers. It was evident right out of the gate that nobody was scoring 100 in this game. And I bet right now, like, what are we looking at? Five or six games at the most in this series. How many times do you think any team will score over 100 points? I'd set the over-under at about 3.5.
That's not bad. That's not bad. I do think that 100 will win. Like, first team to 100, Lawler's Law.
Yeah. he meant in the game,
Lawler,
not in the series. No, yeah, it was Ralph.
Ralph Lawler, thank you. Yeah, yes. The old Clippers play-by-play guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Back when 100 was a thing, and first team to 100 wins the game, and he kind of made that up, and it no longer applies because that's usually the third quarter.
Almost everybody gets
shout out OKC, yeah, who had more than 100 in the third quarter. But,
dude,
you know, in this series, I do think that if you get to 100, you win.
Let's go to Leal in Auburn. Hi, Leal, what's up?
Oh, hi. Thanks. Hey, I was real interested in focusing on that 23 or whatever, with 23-3 run. And the thought I was having is that the game's a blur, so you guys are going to have to help me out on this or whatever.
Okay.
But I thought the Warriors were not scoring, not because it was being blocked, but they just sort of got cold. And maybe the Rockets sort of figured out how to get past the Warriors' defense. I mean, if that was the game multiplied by four times, it would be, 100-6 or whatever. But so what that period, you know, how is it that it was so lopsided? And I'm thinking that the Warriors just weren't, you know, just slightly missing a basket. Not that they were being blocked or they're being prevented from throwing or making, trying to do a basket. It was just that they happened to be cold, because that's a real, to me, that was a real critical point of the game, because it was so suddenly lopsided. I don't know.
Leal, are you talking about when the Warriors went on the run
or when the Rockets did? Yeah.
When the Rockets did?
No, the Rockets.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, so here's what I'd say, Leal. I mean, to me, that stuff, it makes us like want to throw up a little bit. It makes us kind of nauseous, but it's just the ebb and flow of basketball. What you saw Oklahoma City to do to Memphis is actually much more rare than what you saw happen with the Warriors and the Rockets. I watched that game last night, and at no point did I really feel like, oh, the Rockets are the better team or they've got the answer. You're going to get a run. You're just going to get a run. These are good teams. The Rockets are a very good team. They're going to make a run. They're going to hit a few shots. Their defense is going to muscle up. They're at home. All of that, you've got to weather it. And the Warriors had to weather two things. First quarter energy, and then what we all knew was going to happen, the run. Is it a big run? Is it a small run? Is it an effective run? Champions weather those things. Warriors weather them both.
Well, and to his point, and I'm looking at the sequence here, Curry hits a free throw to go up 23. Green, bad pass turnover. Moody, miss. Shot clock violation. Green, foul. Payton, bad pass turnover. And all of a sudden, now it's a 16-point game. So, and that was over 2 minutes where that was the sequence.
Yep.
Steph hits a shot. Buddy, miss. Another shot clock violation. Buddy, miss. Curry, foul. Butler, miss. Next thing you know, it's a 14-point game. So, they were a little shaky for about a four-minute period in there, and they allowed Houston to get back in.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. The good news is, I think, if those runs ever happen at a time where, for instance, you're tied in the game, something like that, I think it's going to be pretty rare that Houston has the offense to take off. Like, the Warriors were so bad for an extended period of time, and they still never lost the lead. They still never lost
it,
because Houston just doesn't put up a lot of points.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.